Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name's Peter, and it is the top of another week. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the beginning of another lovely 5 days together here at the Daily Good. I am coming off of a really lovely weekend, and I'm feeling refreshed and invigorated, rejuvenated, all that good stuff, and heading into this day in a very good frame of mind. It's a Monday, which means for me a couple of private lessons and then a couple of group classes to teach this evening, but mostly a day to kind of tick some boxes and get some things done around the home. So I'm looking forward to that as my day. Again, it was a really nice weekend. There was a lot of great swing dancing. Both my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I got to play some music for dancers, and that always makes for a good time. So here we are at the beginning of a week, and I should ask you, how are you doing today? Just giving you that opportunity to check in with yourself and see how you're feeling, see what you're up to, and what things you might want to do with your day today to set yourself up to have the best possible day you can have. I'm not exactly sure what that means for you specifically, but that is what this moment is for in the podcast every day. And, you know, while we're here, let's do that other thing that we always do at this point. Let's just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together. And then let it out again really slowly. And now that we're a little bit more relaxed and chilled out, let's get into today's podcast, talking about our first good news story, which takes us down to my beloved Australia. Australia, coming for you in a couple of months. Very, very excited about that. Well, a new piece of legislation has been passed in Australia. This actually happened a week or two ago, which has granted employees there what is called the right to disconnect. So Australian senators approved a bill that gives people the right to ignore messages from their employers when they're off the clock. And criminal penalties may apply to bosses who breach this rule. Now, Spain and France already have right to disconnect legislation. Australia's bill includes other provisions to boost employee rights, such as minimum standards in the gig economy and for truck drivers. That takes us to our second segment of the podcast, The Good Word, where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, this week we will be wrapping up Black History Month. All of February is Black History Month here in the United States, and we have been hearing great quotes from great Black Americans, and we will continue that for the rest of this week, starting with this quote for today, from the great Rosa Parks. I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear. That's a pretty great quote, especially coming from someone who displayed such powerful courage when she refused to give up her seat to a white passenger in Alabama. So I think it's also important to underscore that that doesn't mean that we might not have a certain amount of trepidation or anxiety when we're doing the right thing, even when it's the only thing that we believe we can do. But it does give us certainly the courage and the fortitude to take the steps necessary to do what needs to be done. And again, extra powerful coming from this particular person. I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear. Rosa Parks. So that takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. And all this week, again, we will be continuing along hearing great facts and bits of information about Black history. So here's one that I think is particularly timely, considering we just heard a quote from Rosa Parks. Now, she is credited with helping to spark the civil rights movement by giving up her seat to a white man in 1955, which inspired the Montgomery bus boycott. But the less known Claudette Colvin was actually arrested 9 months prior for not giving up her bus seat to white passengers, too. Good to know. So we come to our second good news story for today's podcast, and this good news story takes us from Australia all the way over to Paris, France, and in particular, a piece of legislation that has just been voted on there. A referendum was held in which 54.5% of voters said yes to increasing parking rates for SUVs. That's kind of an important thing. Now, granted, the voter turnout was just 5.7%, so it's not like the whole city came out to vote on this and it was a huge deal, but the idea of stopping the onslaught of these giant vehicles is starting to gain traction globally when research revealed that emissions from the global SUV fleet outweigh that of most countries. Now, the city of Lyon in France is already moving ahead with its own version of this initiative, and German politicians have put forth similar measures. After this referendum, the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, said, quote, "We're proud of having posed an eminently environmental question at a time the environment is presented as the source of all evil. It's a form of resistance here in Paris to this very concerning movement." That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week, I'm going to take us down to South America, and we're going to explore the nation of Chile. Now, I wasn't sure exactly why I was fixated on doing this country this week. And then I remembered that there's a great dance event that's coming up in several weeks that my beautiful wife Lauren and I will be working at. It's called Swingin' by the Sound. It's happening up in Port Townsend. And one of the instructors who is coming out to teach there is from Chile. So I think it's kind of been rattling around in my brain wanting to explore the area a little bit. So we're going to be doing that all this week in this segment. And we're starting off with one of the most breathtakingly beautiful places on the entire planet. It is known as Torres del Paine National Park, and it's way down in the southernmost area of Chile. It's one of the 11 areas that helps to protect the Patagonia region, the Magallanes, and the Chilean area of Antarctica. The Torres del Paine National Park itself is 700 square miles, so it is absolutely massive, and there are some truly incredible sights to see. The Paine Mountain Range heads straight through the heart of the park. There's a surrounding valley landscape filled with lakes and glaciers. There's a massive cliff called Cerro Catedral, which looks like a giant cathedral, so aptly named. There are also four different ecological zones within the national park itself. The Andean Desert, the Magellanic Subpolar Forest, Pre-Andean Shrubland, and Patagonian Steppe. It's truly magnificent, but I don't want to just sit here and recite a bunch of facts and figures at you. I'd rather you go and take a look at it yourself. And fortunately, I found a great video that's not even 2.5 minutes long, but is stunningly beautiful and shot in very high definition. So, as usual, I'm happy to say, put this up on the biggest, most high-resolution screen you can find and really immerse yourself in the Torres del Paine National Park in Chile. That takes us next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme, and on Mondays, that theme is a good one, where I get to share with you a joke of questionable humorous value, and it's up to you to decide whether you think it's funny enough to share with your friends or terrible enough to inflict on your enemies. So here is your terrible joke for today. How does Darth Vader like his toast? On the dark side. Good one. So we wrap up today's podcast with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, again, this is the final week of February, which means this is the last week of Black History Month. So I'm going to ride this month out by just sharing with you some of my all-time favorite clips of Black entertainers being absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to have some dancing, we're going to have some singing, and we're going to have some absolutely brilliant musicianship. And we are starting off today with a clip that I could just watch over and over again. I know I've shared it on the podcast before, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth watching it again. It is a performance from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when in 2004, George Harrison was inducted posthumously. And there was an all-star jam to one of George Harrison's most famous works, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And it is an absolutely jaw-dropping group of musicians on stage. Steve Winwood, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, even his son, George Harrison's son, Danny, is on stage, very much the spitting image of his dad. But also, there is Prince. And I think a lot of us know by now just how phenomenally talented a musician, songwriter, and performer Prince was. But to see him just in a groove playing guitar, he's not there to dance, he's not there to sing, he is strictly there to show off his chops as one of the great guitarists of his generation, it's still absolutely mind-blowing. You can see him come on stage right around the 3 minute and 25 second mark. The camera's on Tom Petty, but you can see Danny Harrison in the background, George Harrison's son, kind of looking off to our right, his left, and he smiles and nods as Prince comes up to start taking his solo. And the solo takes up the rest of the song. It's a solid 2 or 3 minutes, and it is absolutely stunning. So, As we continue to celebrate Black excellence in music, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend about 6 minutes watching a phenomenal performance of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, featuring a stunning solo from Prince. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.